I want people excited and fired up like I am about VPro. And not because I work at Intel, but because I'm an ex-IT guy, and I've been in the trenches, and I've done desk side support, I've been in the help desk, and I have all this rich IT background, and I want to make it better.
That's Josh Hilliker. He manages Intel's online community about VPro technology. We sat down the other day for a community status report on the VPro Expert Center, where it started, how it's grown, where it is now, and what the future holds. You're sort of like the city manager of the VPro community. So what are some trends you've seen so far? You've been up and running for, what, since last August?
August 27th, we went live in 2007. As we started the community, it was kind of a tech share session, right? Here's the quick start guide. Thank you. And now we're really moving to more of a richer dialogue on, it's a lot more personable. The tone has changed. The tone has become more community and more of, saying hi, hi so-and-so, yes, I've seen that problem. Here's what I would try. Try this. I think also that, at least from an Intel standpoint, we're starting to be a little more comfortable with social computing and social media. From a blogging standpoint, being able to articulate our opinion or our thoughts on a given area and even share some of the tips and tricks in a different way than prior. The dialogue's getting richer, and the community's responding way better to the richer dialogue.
Josh said there are actually several different groups of users that make up the VPro Expert community.
When I first started the journey, my thought was that it's about the engineers. And it's about the sysadmins doing the work. And really, over the course of the first couple months of the site building out, I realized that there's really some deep segmentation. And that segmentation is, I consider to be in three different groups. And one is around the finance aspect. And really, because the CIO and the IT director absolutely have to have finance in the mix and need to understand what the ROI is, what's the investment, what do I need to do to kind of move that analysis forward. So we saw that part of the community come out. The second part of the community was, of course, this engineering thread, which is the vision in mind we started. And that's been an ongoing, very deep river of content and thoughts, discussions, and questions. The last area, in this third area, has been, to me, kind of exciting. I've been in an architecture role at Intel for a couple of years now, and really this new dialogue is around what's the architecture. And that's a very higher level dialogue than just how does it work, but it talks about how do I integrate this into kind of my core architecture, what does it mean for the changes, and really looking at it at a kind of an abstract high level view versus what ports and protocols do I need to open. I think this third leg of the community is segmentation. Is starting to breathe life now and seeing, some of the Intel IT architecture joining. One of the heavy duty architects in Digital Enterprise Group is out there talking and blogging. And to me, that's a very exciting place that we're going.
What do the users get out of the community and how do they give back?
To me, it's about knowledge transfer. It's about having kind of that exciting moment where, I don't have to go surf the support site, or I don't have to, go out and Google the internet and try to find somebody that's done this. I can go to a single place, ask the question, and hopefully get an answer. It's a bi-directional relationship, which I've seen work out really well on, a number of end users are well down the activation path of VPro, and they're telling us some new things that, we haven't heard, we haven't tested, we haven't seen, so they're here educating Intel, which I think is awesome. We have Intel kind of giving content, hey, there's this quick start guide or there's this new platform user guide you can download. It gives real detailed information. I see that as bidirectional. We're giving, the community's giving, and together we're actually increasing the knowledge of the community to a whole new level.
In terms of the recent conversation there, what would you say the biggest topics are that have people fired up and participating?
Right now, it's around the version, so AMT versions and what they do and what's possible. You start to see a lot of, good and healthy, I think, dialogue in my mind of how do I do it? Does it mean for me? And then if there's, disagreements or, hey, I would try this method versus this, there's a lot of that good dialogue going on. So it's giving people options of what to do. Another big aspect that's going on now is this whole thing about remote configuration. Remote configuration is truly that point of, having kind of this zero-touch configuration and the machine be able to come onto the network, establish a trust and partnership with your console, make it work. There's been a lot of dialogue going on how do you do that on the legacy systems? How do I do it on the new systems? How do I make sure that it's consistent across my platforms in my shop?
Josh doesn't spend all his time online. He goes to events like MMS, the Microsoft Management Summit, where he talks to real people in real time about vPro.
We're going to continue that forward at all the major events we go to, with having kind of that expert center of, hey, come by and talk to us. We'll talk to you at any level. What else are we doing to grow? We started up this vPro radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And so far, I've been very excited about the participation, how people are dialing in, how many people are listening afterwards. Because people sort of see the radio show and see who we have on there, they realize that while it's a little bit fun, we're bringing the pros with us. So whether it's the SCCM pro at Intel talking about SCCM, or if it's the guy that's actually writing all the training modules on vPro and educating the world. So each of these folks we're bringing on board are stellar folks in helping to drive the vPro and drive the experts in our community. What's hot in people's minds right now is CIRA, client-initiated remote access, which is coming out in our next platform, and probably a little hotter, and probably for obvious reasons, but Danbury, which is basically the Intel theft deterrence technology.
Josh is also exploring other tools to develop the vPro Expert Center, like holding forums on technology sites like Ars Technica.
More of the deep dive technology kind of discussion around what does the technology do, what does it mean, what's happening within the chipset, what's happening within the manageability engine, and really dissecting those parts. We do have kind of a shell on Facebook, I'll call it, that we're starting, but we're trying every avenue we possibly can, whether it's live TV shows, snapping pictures of different things, throwing them out there. We've got like two or three channels on YouTube and on Blip. We're trying to spread the word so we can bring folks back to the community and have that discussion.
What's next? How does what you're building now build on what you are seeing down the road?
The future of my mind is about conversation and how the conversation is happening. And there's also this different needs and wants schema that each of the different parties that comes to the community desire, need, and want. So whether it's an end user, they're looking for certain things, and based on how many people and how many nodes they have, they want different things out of the experience, right? They want to be able to see the community in their lens, in their filter. That was the request. I see more of that coming on board. As we go, we look at ISVs, and we look at OEMs, so basically our partners. There's this comment about bidirectional and being able to have, seamless community material going back and forth between the two parties. OEMs can leverage everything we have out there to help their customers when they go to buy that business class PC know what they're getting into. And from our perspective, it's how do we make sure we're getting that rich information from the OEM when they have updates or when they have value-added packages like power management packs. We can highlight those that, hey, this power management pack talks to vPro. Let me show you and tell you how. And it's kind of that bidirectional, seamless activity. And then from an Intel standpoint, it's how do I continue to cast that net inside Intel even broader to bring more of, my firmware folks online, bring more of the, silicon developers online and more of the architects that own each of the different pieces online to have them be able to have that open dialogue with the community, kind of in that town hall setting. At the community, talking as a town hall, broadcasting a message, and be able to answer questions from the entire hall.
Give me a little sneak peek into what's ahead for the community.
A lot richer video content, a lot more play on demand, how to do things. So today, I'd say there's maybe a dozen videos on how-tos. I think in the future, it's going to be a catalog of what do you want to do, in real time, be able to stream that and watch that at your desk. The video content is going to change dramatically. I think the tool landscape is going to change. Today, we've got a half a dozen tools out there that you could download for free, but they're not in context of how you would use them specifically in your infrastructure, whether you're SMB or enterprise. And so I think we're going to see more of being able to auto-select, hey, this is the tool that I really need that'll do that function, as well as I think there'll be more tools coming out that help decipher what's going on and what do I need to do.
Check back often for more vPro news and views from Josh Hilliker, Community Manager for Intel's vPro Expert Center. For PodTech.net, I'm Catherine Giraudot.
www.intel.com/go/vPro Expert. Get online, join us, be a part of this new experience that's happening.